Data on Wisconsin's drinking habits show beer is the most popular choice and that availability of alcohol in general is high. Paul Moberg is with UW-Madison's Population Health Institute. He says on average, there's a liquor license for every 336 people in Wisconsin. Iron County has the most bars and liquor stores per capita. Waukesha County, the least. The tax on alcohol has not changed in 39 years. It's still about 6 cents a gallon.
This would be one policy avenue both to generate revenue and to impact at least adolescent drinking.
State legislative efforts to increase the liquor tax have always fizzled. Instead, lawmakers have chosen to beef up penalties for repeat drunk drivers. However, Moberg says data shows 92% of drunk drivers in fatal accidents have never been arrested for OWI. A recent federal study showed more than a quarter of Wisconsin motorists admit to drinking and driving in the past year. Richard Brown directs the Wisconsin Initiative to Promote Healthy Lifestyles. He says questionnaires to gauge consumption habits are generally accurate.
Some people ask, well, why would somebody tell you this? And we find that many people in our state in particular are proud. Of course I had a six-pack when I was watching the football game.
Brown says primary care doctors can help spot problem drinkers or those at risk. However, alcohol assessment has generally taken a back seat to screening for conditions like high blood pressure, cholesterol, and obesity. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.